Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And today we're going to talk about when you are trying to manifest something new, something you've never done before, and how do you navigate that? In case you are new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create their ideal reality. If you are ready to step into your better, you want some support guiding the newness of that experience, consider my Massive Result Package or my Elevate Package, Intuitive Coaching Package. It's a mix of intuitive guidance and manifesting wisdom and a loving, supportive system to help you create what you want using the principles of manifestation and the laws of the universe. For more information, find me at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Okay, let's talk about doing something new. And where did this come from? Well, I'm in a process of manifesting something new. And I was like, oh, how do I navigate this? But more so when I'm working with a client who maybe they've never dated or been in a serious relationship for a good part of their adult life. So maybe they're dating later in life and looking for love. Or maybe it's a client transitioning into a new job, a new role, a new position, taking their skill set and transferring it maybe to a new industry or starting a business. How do you manifest with newness? Okay, so same process, same manifestation process. Get clear about what you want. Clarity may take you a little time because it's new. Doesn't mean you don't take action. It just means you keep asking yourself, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? As you're going through the manifestation process. So say you want to start a business. The goal is to start a business. Well, what type of business? Okay, you're clear on what that is. And then even as you're in that startup process of that business, you're going to continue to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And then you, from there, now we're going to talk about my tips. Well, I say seek out support. You know, if you're starting a business in a particular industry, seek out some support, some knowledge, a teacher, a coach, you know, even a book, a video on YouTube can help you get an understanding of what to expect. With business, you got to do it your own way. With dating, you got to do it your own way. So experts are only going to offer you so much counsel, but it's a great jumping off point. I'd say be mindful of any advice that tells you that it has to be done this way. You know, the principles of manifestation are pretty set in stone, but you can navigate that manifestation process in your own way. Same with starting a business, same with navigating your career. But there are generally some best practices. So say you're looking for a job, there is a process for building a resume at your professional level and how people at your professional level seek out opportunities. And so just kind of gather some information and see what shows up for you intuitively. Somebody might say something, you're like, oh, that gives me an idea. Run with that. So seek out some expert information and be willing to learn. Come at it from a space of beginner's mind. It's not a time to act like you should know already. And what do I mean by this? I know when I'm coaching around dating, particularly people, you know, in their 50s and 60s who maybe haven't been in a committed relationship, they're kind of down on themselves for not have been in a relationship. And I'm like, that is your enemy. Don't be down on yourself. Approach it from the state of childlike wonder. Just be okay with, hey, my history is my history. And now I'm moving into this new thing. And there's a part of me, a mustard seed part of me that believes that it's possible for me. So I'm going to run with that and give my attention to that. What I find is that folks that maybe haven't done something in the age that they thought they should have done it, A, they're judging themselves, right? that things have to be done at a certain time in our life. No, you get to live your life the way you want. I sometimes talk to clients around dating if they're really looking for marriage and children. I'm like, hey, well, there's the biological clock. That's true, but I just heard a story about a woman having a baby at 52. And just don't judge yourself for timing limitations we humans have put on things. That will keep your heart open so you can learn what you need to learn so that you can navigate that experience with ease. So I find that going back to the dating example is that they'll be so down on themselves that they can't even really fully put themselves out there to do the work. And so we have to clean that up. And yeah, that's a part of my job. But I'm like, man, if they had just accepted that, hey, this is new, I'm going to do it. I always give them the example of, remember when you got behind the wheel the first time? You had never done that before. You know, just be open-hearted about it. Number two, on deciding to do something you've never done before, trust your intuition. You know, really trust those little hits, those little, oh, let's try this, let's do that. And the way you're going to get to a place where you can fully and completely have access to your intuition, again, is letting go of judgment, letting go of doubt, letting go of worry and fear. Will that creep in? Yes. Like, that's one of my points here, is that, yeah, you're going to be a little nervous and you might be a little anxious, and find a way to move that energy through your body, however way in which you handle your nerves. Maybe it's through exercise and meditation, but do the work to navigate those nerves, move them out of the way, feel them, move it out of the way so that you can continue to proceed. And you may never fully clear it when it's your first time. You know, I know when I used to act and audition for things, I think my early auditions, I was so nervous. And then you keep doing it, you keep doing it, it gets easier and easier and easier. But at first, you just got to accept that, yeah, I'm going to have some nerves here, but I'm going to put my best foot forward and I'm going to put my whole heart into this experience and it's going to be okay. And from that space, you'll be able to more clearly hear your intuition. Move the nerves through your body and get to a place where you feel centered. And so moving the energy through your body, again, exercise, dance, movement, talking it through with someone you really trust. Though, I will say, most people, you can't talk it through. Everybody's going to want to put their little piece on it or rush you through your process or ignore your feelings. Oh, you can do it. And I'm all for it. You can totally do it. I believe in you. But it's something to be said about, it's your first time. Jumping off the diving board wasn't easy the first time you did it. And you were nervous and scared. And then you did it again and you did it again. It got better. You wouldn't tell a little kid on the platform getting ready to jump off, don't be scared, just do it, right? No, that's so mean. Be kind and compassionate. And that's one of my points here. Be kind and compassionate to yourself as you're going through the newness. And with that being said, there's a fine line between kindness and compassion and then coddling yourself, right? Don't let yourself fall into the trap of self-sabotage where, oh, it's so new, I'm kind of nervous, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, it's so new, I'm kind of nervous, I'll probably do it wrong, I'll do it tomorrow. That's self-sabotage. But if you can say, okay, I'm going to be a little nervous, my hands might tremble, my legs might tremble, I'm going to do it anyway, right? So, yeah, trust yourself and be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And I can't emphasize enough, if you can shift into a space of wonder, like it's a treasure hunt, like, oh, what is God going to do next? How is this all going to play out? I'm so excited to see the end of my movie. I'm going through this journey and I'm enjoying that process. Well, does it take a little work to get to that place of wonder if you're going from nervousness? Yes. But if you edge your way up and you set the intention, you really decide, I'm going to be in a state of wonder. I'm going to imagine that this is my treasure hunt. And I'm going to go on this manifesting journey with a wide open, curious heart. And then let your excitement guide you, but let the excitement move you into joy. I am now at the place in my life where, as I coach others and experiencing a wide range of emotions and what you can use to manifest, I'm going to say now excitement's not strong enough. It's great to get you out of the gate. It's great to help you make that call. It's great to help you do the first search for a job. It's great to help you put your dating profile up. But what's going to really get you from the beginning of your journey to the end is going to be an inherent joy. And so I say move your excitement into joy as quickly as you can. And do you have to work on that? Yeah. Joy is a high level, very powerful emotion, and it takes a lot of energy to get there in terms of work that you have to do on yourself. You have to let go of the limitations. You have to let go of the limiting beliefs. You have to let go of what people say. You have to go into a almost like tunnel vision, razor focus space of belief. And that's the next point here is every day, commit to believing just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And how you do that? Affirmations. Write out your goal. Keep writing it out. Visualize yourself in it. Feel in your visualizations and your imagining. Feel yourself in it. The more that you can embody the energy of what you want, the stronger your belief becomes. And then the next layer to believing is taking consistent action. So there's two types of action. I say it's the best practices action, like, oh, you're applying for a job. Best practices says you need a resume, right? And then there is intuitive guidance that comes from within you, or inspired action or divine guidance. And so do both of those. So one day you might send out a bunch of resumes, and then you wake up the next day and you're like, let me call my friend who worked with a headhunter. That's all action. And do your self work, let go of limiting beliefs, forgive the past. Look at anything that you're holding that goes against you being successful in your mission, in your treasure chest hunt for what you want. Yeah, that's a lot of the work we do together, if we were to work together, is around clearing all of that out. And I just recently read a Rumi quote that says that is the journey, or that is manifestation. It's letting go of all the junk that says you can't have it. It's letting go of all the blocks and the barriers so that you can be a clear channel to that which is yours. And it is yours when you start to believe it is. There's a quote, a lot of people in YouTube land use it, that which is mine will not pass me by. And I said, well, God, I've had a lot of things pass me by that I was pretty sure was mine. And so I said, well, what is that, God? If it's meant for you, there are things that I feel like did manifest that was meant for me. And it goes back to that which is yours will not pass you by. When you believe that something is yours, when you are embodying the energy of that being yours, then it will not pass you by. But if you are just like, yeah, I'm going to get a job, that which is mine will not pass me by, and you don't really believe it, yeah, it's going to pass you by. So do the belief work, take action, all of that works together to strengthen your faith in the positive manifestation of what you want. So take a little action every day, do your self work, do what you know to do, and then trust that inspired guidance, that inspired wisdom that directs your path. So it'll come from within you. You know, I get a lot of downloads in the shower, first thing in the morning, or all of a sudden I'll wake up from a nap and spirit's like, do this. And it's so much more potent than me just trying to figure it out on my own, or just using best practices as my guide for taking action. And then use affirmations. Recordings, listen to recordings until you feel really confident that you can start to create your own. I put affirmations in my phone that pop up. I listen to recordings. I write out my affirmations. Anytime I'm doing something new, I really commit to that process. And then last little piece I'll add here is that chances are if you're doing something new, those around you are getting ready to do something new. It's just kind of the law of energy, I believe. And really do your best to be your own individual in that time. So when my ex-husband and I were getting married and planning our wedding, that was brand new. He and I had never done that before. I know that we were so heavily influenced by everybody that was getting married around us. And it was just that time, like eight couples we knew got married within a year and a half of us. And so you get swept up in all that and it's difficult to find your own voice, or you get caught up in what, you know, what the world is telling you, marketing is telling you, instead of really trusting your own wisdom. And so try not to get too caught up in other people's journeys and their stories and their limitations and their wins. You know, just go into observing and trust that any intuitive guidance you need to extract from that situation, it will be evident, and leave the rest behind. So that's my show on how to manifest something new. Is it work? Yes, it is. Is it work to believe it? Yes, it is. And the higher you want to ascend, the more work you're going to have to do. Not because it's any harder in the universe, right? Let's say you it's an income goal. You want to go to $1 million, right? There's probably not a lot of people around you that are also chasing $1 million. Maybe they talk about it or they say, wouldn't it be nice, but they're not actively doing the work maybe in the way that you are. So in that, know that this is going to be a solitary journey. You're going to feel a bit like an orphan energetically. There's a card in Colette's deck that's the orphan. And I think that's the meaning of it, is that you're going to have to be your own family. You're going to have to be your own support system. You're going to have to be your own cheerleader. And then hire a coach to help you. Hire me to help you. And then you don't have to do it fully and completely alone. It's still your journey, right? You know, even if you hire a coach. That's another piece I saw with some of my clients as of late, is that I think they forgot that, oh, shoot, I invested in a coach, but I still have to go on the dates, or I still have to show up for the interview, or I still have to prep. Take ownership of this newness you were looking to manifest and make it your own, and move out of victimhood, meaning I can't, it's impossible, oh, no, is this, can I really do it? And move into a state of, yes, this desire is on my heart. I believe and know it's possible for me. I know that I can. I know that I will thrive, and I'll find my own unique way into whatever it is that I desire. Okay, cool. You're amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are looking for a coach, if you are getting ready to embark on a new journey, I would love to support you in achieving your goal. Information for my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me and take a look at the massive result package and the elevate intuitive coaching package. Great intuitive wisdom. You have me for 3 months, and you will be amazed by how much work you will get done in our sessions together, clearing energy, allowing newness in. Things will manifest with greater ease. You'll really develop your intuition in a way in which you know, oh, that's intuitive guidance, that's intuitive guidance, that's intuitive guidance. So I thank you. You're amazing. I love you. Until next time, take care of yourself. Visit me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.